Blueberry Gaming receives final approval to launch in Nevada. Nevada gaming regulators have approved Blueberry Gaming to operate in the state, granting the slot machine developer and distributor its final licensing clearance. The Nevada Gaming Commission, NGC, on September 26 authorized the Canadian-founded and Las Vegas-based company to manufacture and distribute its products within Nevada casinos. NGC Commissioner Brian Krulicki described the company as a strong addition to the Nevada market, noting that it had successfully carved out a niche within the industry and assembled a capable team. Commissioner George Marcantonis highlighted the positive impact of job creation, contrasting Blueberry's growth with broader economic challenges. Blueberry employs approximately 275 people and is now positioned to expand its presence in the U.S. gaming capital. CEO Andrew Burke described the company's progression as one marked by several stages of transformation. Founded in Canada, the company went through bankruptcy proceedings in 2016 before being acquired by Catalyst Capital Group of Toronto in 2019. Since that time, Blueberry has shifted to a growth strategy, expanding its product portfolio, entering new jurisdictions, and increasing its workforce. The Nevada license represents a milestone in this broader effort to elevate the company's standing within the gaming industry. In 2019, Blueberry held 66 licenses but did not immediately pursue Nevada authorization. Burke explained that the company delayed entry into Nevada until it felt adequately prepared to meet the state's regulatory and customer expectations. Blueberry now operates in 194 jurisdictions, with an additional 10 awaiting approval and another 12 under review. Its installed base has grown from 1,000 units to 12,000, and the number of employees has increased significantly to match this expansion. The company's financial performance has also accelerated, with revenue rising fourfold over the last 3 years. The business model currently reflects 70% direct sales and 30% recurring revenue. Blueberry supplies games to several major operators active in Nevada, including MGM Resorts International, Caesars Entertainment, Boyd, Penn Entertainment, and the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. These partnerships are expected to support a strong rollout in the state. Fast-tracking company expansion. Last year, Blueberry entered 29 new jurisdictions, securing state licenses in locations such as Indiana, Louisiana Commercial, Oregon, Ontario, Rhode Island, Virginia, and West Virginia. Entering 2025, the company is also targeting additional regulatory approvals in Ohio, Iowa, New Jersey, New Mexico Racinos, Mississippi, Illinois, and British Columbia, alongside its Nevada launch. The company's Las Vegas headquarters spans 80,000 square feet and houses both manufacturing and corporate teams. Additional offices are located in Reno, Austin, New Brunswick, and Quebec. Burke has noted that the combination of French-Canadian and American business cultures has been instrumental to Blueberry's success, describing this integration as a unique strength for the company. The Nevada license is viewed internally as a source of pride for employees, particularly those based locally. Blueberry's product pipeline has expanded with new game lines. In 2024, the company introduced the Beacon Elite, its first premium line, along with the Beacon Plus. Titles launched under these platforms include Devil's Lock All-In, Honeybomb, and follow-ups to existing games. More than 400 hours of research and development were devoted to these products, which are designed to create a strong visual and gameplay impact on casino floors. The company expects to release 14 titles in 2025, doubling the number launched the previous year. Capital investment has played a critical role in supporting Blueberry's growth trajectory. Catalyst Capital Group provided backing following the 2019 acquisition, and additional financing has been secured from lenders. In recent months, Blueberry raised $55 million from Citizens Bank, with further support from Nevada State Bank and Western Alliance. Burke emphasized that the company is well capitalized and its financial partners have indicated readiness to extend further resources if needed.